Unit 26, King Tut's Tomb. It has long been known that ancient Egyptian rulers or pharaohs were buried with great ceremony and lavish treasures that were to be used in the other world. Unfortunately, until 1922, no remains of any of the pharaohs or their treasures had ever been found. In that year, however, an archaeologist named Howard Carter and his sponsor, Lord Carnarvon, were at last successful. They found the tomb of King Tutankhamun, who was buried 3,200 years ago. King Tut's tomb was the first fully preserved burial site to be uncovered in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. The two men found the tomb to contain wonderful treasures. Gold figures and magnificent furniture decorated with gold were found in the myriad of secret rooms and tunnels within the pyramid. The only disappointment for Howard Carter came when he found that King Tut's body was nothing but dust. Apparently, a mistake had been made when the king's remains were mummified. Carter did, however, find 143 pieces of jewelry within the mummy case, mostly made of gold and precious stones. Actually, despite all the publicity about the remarkable finds in his tomb, Tutankhamun's reign as pharaoh was short and relatively uneventful. He died when he was just 18 years old. There is an interesting story that goes along with King Tut's tomb. According to legend, a powerful curse was placed in it. This curse was to descend on anyone uncovering Tutankhamun's burial place. Not very long after the discovery, Lord Carnarvon, along with several of the workmen, died suddenly.